Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. What mental movies are you playing in your head today? Are they thoughts of defeat and despair, or thoughts of victory and favor? You see, your thoughts direct your words, shape your future, and ultimately determine your destiny. And if you are unable or unwilling to change the way you think, you will never really be able to change the way you live. When your thoughts are negative, resentful, or bitter, you'll find these characteristics in abundance in your life, and they'll remain in your life until you make the commitment to get them out of your mind. Many today are struggling to control their behaviors and actions because they don't have control over their emotions and feelings. This is because they don't have control over their thoughts. In today's message titled, You Have the Power to Think Right Thoughts, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you how to let go of destructive thought patterns and exchange them for life-producing thoughts. Let's join in.
Is it possible to think the right thoughts when you are immersed in a world that's throwing things that are not right at our minds? That's a question I want to ask today. We are living in a world full of worry and anxiety. Different thoughts about the future can consume our thinking and lead us into worry. There are so many thoughts that are coming into our minds, but the scripture tells us that in the midst of the situation we currently live in, we can have spiritual stability if we think the right thoughts. Let me tell you this. As a child of God, God has given us power. He has given us love. He has given us sound mind and self-discipline. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 that, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has given us a sound mind, but it's up to you to control what dwells in your mind. If you heard something negative on the news, or if you heard bad news, God says you have the power to control what goes on in your mind. You are responsible for what you allow into your mind, my friend. You got power to do so, to control that. Your mind is under your sovereign control. Whether you know it or not, you control what goes on in your mind. There can be negative images or negative thoughts coming into your mind. Perhaps there are some things that have flashed up from a TV show or a movie you watched some time ago. Maybe something you saw in the newspaper. Perhaps it's an event that you lived through. Events can come flashing back into our minds. Whether or not you entertain them and give them time and space in your mind, that's up to you. We have the power to think the right thoughts. We have the power to reject evil thoughts. Negative thoughts, we have the power to reject them. Ungodly thoughts, we have the power to reject those thoughts. Or thoughts that are not the will of God, we have the power to reject them. You can get rid of negative thoughts and images in your mind. The way to get rid of negative images is to change them over to positive images. Let me read a verse for you which I think many Christians know. That's in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. And it says, Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. See, so that's what the Bible is saying. If you cannot meditate on these things, Bible will not tell us to do so. Meditate on these things. Think on these things. That's what the Bible is saying. And so you have the choice of the topics that you are going to allow into your head and what you are going to meditate on. Consider what's really important in life and make sure you think about those things. What are the things that you are thinking about all day long? I'm asking you. I ask you again. What are the things that you are thinking about all day long? Are they about the future? Are they about money? Are they about pleasure? are they about popularity? What you have to do is to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. The Bible says you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That's recorded in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. So you need to take practical steps to keep yourself in that state of sound mind, in that state of, I believe you, O Lord. So the scripture I read again, Philippians 4:8, talks about think on these things. And so take note of those words. He said, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's a good practice to identify whether our thinking is fitting into these 8 attributes. You can choose to think about a memory that made you very happy. You can think about something that really blessed you, a testimony that blessed you. You can choose to think about a future event that you are planning for. You can choose to think about something beautiful, or you can choose to worry. You can choose to meditate on your fears. You can choose to think about bad things that happened in your past. So it's actually up to you what to allow to go on in your mind. How do you get rid of negative thoughts in your mind? The best way to replace a negative thought or get rid of it is to put a new thought in its place. Go to the Word of God. Read the promise. Start thinking about the promise of God. Start seeing that promise as real as night follows day and as being fulfilled in your life. Read about who you are in Christ. Start seeing yourself in those positions in Christ and who he is in you. So it's just a matter of you choosing to be disciplined and what you allow into your head. Because what you allow into your head is what you focus on. And what you focus on gets bigger and bigger. And then it takes up root in your heart. And eventually it starts coming out of your mouth. And now you have got your destiny involved in it. It's very, very serious, my friend. Think about what you are thinking. We reap what we sow. The old proverb is true. It says, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. So whatever dominates your mind dominates you. Everything starts in the mind, good or bad. Do you want to be an armed robber? It starts in the mind. Do you want to be a prostitute? It starts in the mind. Do you want to have a good relationship with God and serve him? It starts in the mind. The mind is a battlefield. Therefore, be mindful of your thoughts. They become words. Be mindful of your words. They become actions. Be mindful of your actions. They become habits. Be mindful of your habits. They become character. Then character leads to your destination. This is what happens when you begin to think about something. As you think about it, before long, if you agree with it, your feelings get involved. Next thing you know, your whole body gets involved and you are moving in that direction. Then if you just keep on doing that, you develop a habit. And if you keep doing that, that habit becomes part of you. So much a part of who we are becomes a part of our character. That's what we are. It's our character. And then when we reach that stage, that's our destiny. That's where we are headed in life. Remember, when you make a move in a direction as a result of how you think, it's going somewhere. It isn't just stagnant. It's not staying there. It leads to your destiny. So think about what you are thinking right now. God has given you power to think right thoughts. As you think about the thoughts that you have had even this past week, what's the destiny that you are heading towards? Let me encourage you. Make a change in your life. Think of these things, and the peace of God will grant you his assurance and victory. Remember this. Who you are today is a result of how you have been thinking all these years. what you are going to be tomorrow and the years to come. It's a result of what you are thinking right now, if you keep thinking the same way. If you don't like who you are today, you can change that. You don't like your present situation, you can change that, because you have got the power to think godly thoughts. And so if you want to walk in the abundant life that Christ has given us, the abundant healthy destiny, you need to start with your thought life. So important. Let it take root in your heart, and then let your mouth speak that which is of the abundance of your heart. And hopefully that will be things that bring life and blessing. Part of our issue is we are allowing our thoughts to be tossed like waves of the sea. Any thought that comes in, instead of taking those thoughts captive and bringing them to the obedience of Christ, we just let them take over and we think about them. We give place to them. And the amazing thing about our thoughts is our emotions will actually follow our thoughts. Our emotions will follow our thought life. So how you are thinking will determine what you feel. And once thoughts and feelings get into agreement, thoughts will trigger your emotions. Thoughts and emotions have a profound effect on one another. The effect can be negative, but it can also be positive. And so we need to really choose to do what the Word of God says. You know what we have read and concentrated on this message. Don't think about the bad report people gave you, or the bad report you heard on the news, or what you read in the newspaper. Think about the good report, the Word of God. Abide with those things. Think about these things. Think about the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So what are our responsibilities here? Think about those things that are good and practice living out the right decisions. Those decisions that you know are the will of God. Even though the doctor report says my disease is incurable, the good report is by his stripes you were healed. Even though the media says that there is economic downturn, there is cost of living crisis, the good report is God feeds the sparrow. God feeds even a bird. I'm important than a bird. And God has promised in his word that he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. God's promise is the good report. Let your mind stay on God's word and his promises, and the peace of God will overwhelm you no matter your situation. Remember, you've got the power to think the right thoughts. But unfortunately, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you don't have that power. You continue to live in worry and anxiety and no hope in the future. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.